Well, hello, and thank you so much for tuning in. You are now listening to Anointed to Flourish. I am your host, Siobhan Andrews, and this is episode number 2. On these episodes, you will get inspired, uplifted, and motivated to identify, chase after, and achieve your dreams. I will personally show you how to step by step reach your goals along with implementing one secret ingredient, and that is by putting God first. So if this is your first time, then welcome aboard. And if you've been here before, well, thanks so much for coming back. I'm so excited because that's exactly what this message is about on today. To simply put God first in any and everything that you do. You know, early this morning, I was reading the book of Kings. And the first chapter, 1 Kings chapter 2, verse 3. And it was talking about when it came time when David was very old. He was an old man. And he already had appointed Solomon to be king. But before he had died, he wanted to be sure to leave him with some wisdom. So he said to him, you know, make sure you keep your obligations to the Lord. You know, make sure that you walk in all his ways and keep his statutes and commands and ordinances and decrees. You know, he said, this is written in the law of Moses so that you will have success in everything you do and wherever you go, so that the Lord will carry out his promises that he made to me. And guess what those promises were? God said that if your sons are to carefully walk faithfully before me with their whole mind and heart, you will never fail to have a man on the throne of Israel. Wow. Isn't that so amazing how simply just by, you know, putting God first in any and everything that you do, God's promises will be fulfilled in your life and you will be successful in any and everything that you do. That is just so amazing to me. You know, last week we talked about finding time to write and why it was so important, you know, to write out those dreams that you want to accomplish and fulfill, and why it was so important to make a plan and to take action. Well, that's pretty much what we're going to be talking about today too. But so for this week, we're going to be talking about finding time for God. And pretty much it's the same steps, you know. After you, you know, made that, set aside that time, you know, start taking action. You know, don't just wake up one morning and say, oh yeah, so today is the day I want to set aside time to pray. But then you get so busy and then you never find time to do it, you know. Instead, I want to encourage you to make time for God. Because, you know, last week we were talking about how, you know, we all have busy lives. I mean, especially if you're, well, really, it doesn't matter, you know, what your position is in life. If you're a parent, a mom, a mom's job is never ending. We all know that. You know, but even if you're a child, you know, there's, you know, all the hours in the day that you spend, like going to school, and then even when you come home from school, you have to study, you know, and then, I don't know, but when I was a kid, you know, my mom, she used to make sure that we couldn't go outside until our chores were done. So as soon as when your homework is done, you gotta get your chores out the way, and then, you know, maybe you could play for, you know, just a few minutes, maybe 30 minutes to an hour, but then once that's done, you know, you gotta come inside, take your shower, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you can get you a little bit of TV time, and before you know it, it's time for bed. Well, at least that's just a scenario how it was for me growing up. But it just never seems to fail. We have to remember that we only have 24 hours in a day. So believe it or not, if we're not careful and paying attention of time, it will surely pass you by. So instead of trying to find time for God and trying to squeeze him in, and if you don't have enough time, well then, oh well, I'll try again next, like tomorrow. Instead of living that lifestyle, which don't get me wrong, God knows your heart. He understands that you have a busy life, but all he simply wants you to do is to make time for him. Because what you're doing, this is what I've learned. When I've decided to set aside appointed time specifically for God, I used to say, you know, there's never enough time in the day. I'm always so busy and I'm always so tired. Too tired to exercise. Too tired for myself. Too tired to study. Too tired to, you know, do laundry. Why? Because laundry is never ending. You know, we talked about that last week too. It's true. But when we make time and actually dedicate that time and put action towards not just talking about it, but actually doing it, I realized that I have more energy throughout the day. I have more strength. I have more of a peace of mind. You know, there was more clarity. I wasn't so frustrated. Why? Because I dedicated time specifically for God. By reading his word, by having that listening ear, you know what I'm saying? By talking to him about all of my concerns and giving him worship and praise, I've found that I've been strengthened. You know, I'm not so exhausted throughout the day. And I just absolutely love that. And that's what I want to encourage you to make time for God. Instead of finding time for God, simply make time for God. And you will see that your days will be better. You'll enjoy your days more better. You know, let me give you an example. If you haven't dedicated time, and you can do this anytime throughout the day, whatever works for you. Like I said, everybody has different schedules and, you know, different things going on in their lives. So as for me, it works best if I wake up 5 o'clock in the morning. And let me tell you what I did. It's so funny. For many years, I didn't understand how people would wake up. They'd say they wake up 5 o'clock every morning or 3 or 4 o'clock every morning. I'm like, how do you do that? You know, and growing up, my mom used to always say, well, everybody has an internal alarm clock that wakes you up. So if you don't automatically just wake up at a certain time every day, then it's simply because you don't want to. You want to stay in bed. Or maybe your body is just exhausted and you just simply need that sleep. That's okay. But I realized that when I said a prayer to God, I was like, I don't know how people do that. But I know the kids, I have to wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning so I can get the kids up and ready, you know, and get them off to school. Okay. So 6 o'clock, I get up because I have to. You see what I'm saying? But wow, is it really possible for me to get up at an extra hour early and dedicate that time to God? Because I was trying to find time throughout the rest of the day, and it just seemed like I'm not going to say it was impossible, it wasn't going to happen. It's just, I live a busy life. So, you know, one day, it may go a certain way, and then the next day it may be completely a different thing. You know what I'm saying? Different things to do, different assignments I have to accomplish. So what I found was that if I do it in a time, in other words, taking some time from somewhere else, I realized I'm just going to have to make that time. I'm going to have to make that dedication. So I knew I couldn't do it by myself. And this is when I began to pray. I was like, well, Lord, I need your strength. You know what I'm saying? I want to dedicate this time to you. So, Lord, would you wake me up 5 o'clock every morning? Would you believe as soon as when I said that prayer, he has been waking me up at 5 o'clock every morning? And I just think that it's just so amazing, you know? Very gentle, very calm. It's not like I'm woken up and my heart is just racing. It's like, no, it's like so gentle. And I'm like, oh God, I know it's you. And you know what else I do? I've been doing lately. I've been like, okay, like let's say the night before I've been really tired. So what I do is instead of me going to bed late, like how I used to, 2-3 o'clock in the morning, I go to bed earlier now. So that way I can make sure that God will have the opportunity to wake me up and I won't be so tired. And I'll never forget one time I was laying in bed, and literally it was like 5:11, and I felt the presence of the Lord wake me up so gently. And I remember I kept nodding back off to sleep. It was so funny. But I said, "Oh Lord, I know this is you. I feel your presence in this room." And I just began to sing, you know, and I was like, let me give him praise. Thank you, Lord. You're so worthy. You're so holy. Lord, I love you more each day. You know, just giving him glory. And then once I started doing that, I was waking up. I was like, I'm going to get up. I'm going to get out of bed. I'm going to keep my word when I said I was going to make time for him. No excuses. Well, it's been a few years, and I just thank God that he's been consistent, and I've been trying to do the best I can as well by doing the same thing. So every day is not going to be perfect. You know, you're going to have some days where, you know, maybe you're just not feeling good, or maybe, you know, your body will let you know if you just have to sleep in, and God understands that. But like I said, it just goes back to when you simply make time for God. I'm telling you right now, he will make time for you. So put him first in any and everything that you do, and you'll see a big difference in your life. Like the word of God says, you know, you'll be successful. You know what I'm saying? Everything that you want to accomplish in life, you know, if it's God's will, he will honor it. He will bless it. And don't you want that kind of life? Don't you want to be successful? Don't you want God to honor any and everything that you do? Let me give you a secret on how God could honor any and everything that you want to do and fulfill in life. And here's the secret. It's to have the heart and the desire and the will to please God. Because think of it this way. The world's way of doing things, let's say if they want to be rich, right? Well, what they do is they take that money, and I'm just using it for an example, but this is the days and age that we live in. They take the money, they get rich, millionaires, but they drink their life away. They turn to alcohol, drugs, sex, you know, and they desire more and more money to fulfill these ungodly desires. You see what I'm saying? So God is not pleased with that. It's nothing wrong with having money and being rich, because God wants us to live in abundance and be blessed and, you know, be wealthy. He wants that, and he desires that for us. You know, I want to encourage you to read the Book of Kings, read the Bible in general. But if you look at, you know, like Solomon, he was wealthy, and David, he was wealthy as well. You know, they all been through something, but, you know, when it came down to it, God made them very wealthy, and God blessed their lives. And he wants that same exact thing for you. You know, because in his eyes, you are a king. In his eyes, you are a queen. Okay? And God's children are beautiful and blessed and successful and rich and healthy and wealthy and prosperous. Okay? So it's important to know that. So when you live or have a desire of this world and it's not of God, well, then how do you expect God to honor it? But when you make up in your mind that, you know what, I'm going to set aside designated time to put God first in any and everything that I do, in any and every decision that I make. You know what I'm saying? Before I speak, I want God to give me the wisdom and the clarity as far as what I should say. I'm telling you right now, you're going to be so amazed. And that's just how God has been blessing my life. I'm not saying I'm perfect, but I'm just saying when I think before I speak and give God that chance and that opportunity to minister to me, I can watch my words more carefully. You know, I'll know that I'm using wisdom instead of speaking foolishly. And when I make time for God, I know that he's proud. I give him that chance and that opportunity to use me and to work through me and to minister to me. So that's what I want to encourage you with. I want to encourage you with to do two things. One today. Find time to do it. The first thing I want you to do is to go to your secret place, and I want you just to pray, and I want you just to dedicate time for God. Maybe you're already doing it, and if so, very good. That's a very good thing. But for those of you who, you know, find your lives to be just very busy and it just seems like you don't have no time for nothing, but yet you still live a very busy life, think about it. It's one of the enemy's tactics to make you too busy for God, okay? Or too busy for his plans that he has for your life. So go to that secret place, and I just want you to ask God, come to God with an open heart and with a forgiven heart, and just ask him to come into your life and to use you like never before. And, you know, dedicate that a certain time and keep your word, because when you make an appointment to meet God, I promise you, he will meet you. If you say, God, you know, between the hours of 3 and 5 every day, I have this time where maybe normally I nap and I sleep, but I'll dedicate 30 minutes or an hour because I want to learn more about you. I want to read your word. I want to grow spiritually in you. I want insight from you. I want to gain clarity, Lord. And I know I can find that on my knees in your presence. And when you, you know, say your own prayer, you know, and make it personal from you, God will hear you, and he'll show you these opportunities. So remember last week when I told you, you know, I wanted to encourage you to get that planner and get that calendar. You see what I'm saying? I want you to go back through there, because last week you had already, well, you should have already looked through the available times that you have in a day, whether if it's your sleep time, your nap time, or your lounging time, or whatever it may be. You know what I'm saying? And if you haven't done it yet, I want to encourage you to go back and listen to my previous episode, because I was encouraging you to go through your time in a day and look to see, like, after you wrote down everything, look to see, you know, where you have time available. Okay, because I was encouraging you last week on, you know, finding that time or making that time to write. So this week, I want to encourage you to look back through there and look for any more available time and make time for God. And it may, at first, just by thinking about it, you may be thinking to yourself, oh, wow. You know, and don't get me wrong, it's nothing wrong with, you know, praying throughout the day, praying, you know, I pray constantly throughout the day. I'm always engaged in conversation with the Father. Always. I always have my ears open for God. But what I'm saying is there's some times where if we're too busy, like let's say if we're at work, you know, and we get so caught up in our assignments and things that we have to do, you know, so there's, it's so easy to let time slip by, and before you know it, it's time to clock out, go home, and, you know, by the time you eat dinner, whatever, go to bed, you know, before you know it, your whole day has gone. And then you wake up again and start it all over again, and then you're like, oh man, you know, time flew by, and I simply forgot to pray. So it's okay if you're doing that, being engaged with the Father. But I'm just saying, sometimes we get too busy. I'll be the first to admit that. That is true. We get too busy. But see, if we simply make time, I mean, I even have it on my calendar. You know, like there's an alarm that goes off. You don't forget to pray. Because whether if I'm constantly engaged in a conversation with the Father throughout the day, or having that listening ear throughout the day, or not, I have a set time that's designated specifically for him. You see what I'm saying? So that's the first thing I want you to do. Go into your place, your secret place, and I want you to go through that calendar, and I want any time that you have available, I want to encourage you to go ahead and make that time for God every single day, okay? The second thing that I want you to do is I want you to, while you're in that secret place, reflect on all of God's promises that he has told you. write them down, and I want you to put it in a place where you can always look on that, because you have to remember God's word does not return back to him void. So if he said it, then you best to believe it. It will surely come to pass. If he said you're going to be married, you're going to be married. If he said you're going to have a son, and maybe right now you can't have children, don't you worry about that, because in God's timing, you will have a son. Okay? If he said that you're going to own your own business, trust and believe me, you're going to own your own business. Why? That's what God said, not me. If he said that you were called to be a minister or a prophet or whatever it is, that wherever it is that he wants you to operate in ministry, trust and believe it will happen. All you simply have to do is line your life up with God, put him first, and he will make sure that everything that he has said was going to happen for your life will come to pass. Well, thank you so much for tuning in on today. I hope and I pray that this episode has encouraged you to put God first in any and everything that you do. And how you can simply do that is not by trying to find time, but make time for God. So, if you like what you heard, I want you to go visit my website at anointedtoflourish.com. Please subscribe to the page, and that way you will get notifications every single time I make a new episode. And if you liked what you heard as well, please share it. Like, comment, share. Well, be sure to tune in next time, and I hope you have a blessed day.